But there are a lot of things about the village that have changed. On the farm, things have changed. There were no dryers. There were walnut trees in the field and dragonfly ponds down by the railway line and all sorts of things. They've all gone.
So your family were farmers?
My dad was a farmer here, and so was his father.
Right.
And father before that. This was a farm.
Right back.
Right back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad bred pigs, and we had about 2,000 pigs at one time on this farm. In all these buildings here, where we're sitting today, was full of pigs.
Right. Yeah, and that's what you were brought up.
That's what I was brought up to.
And you said you couldn't wait to get out, but well, what were the expectations for you?
Oh, life, you know, it's all good.
No, from them.
From
your parents, your forebears, what were the expectations for you?
They didn't expect us to stay. I don't think they thought I would stay. I don't think they thought the girls would stay. And we didn't. But I think neither the brothers stayed, but they're now both back in the area. But the village was lovely. We really enjoyed what we did in the village. And we got to know good people. And where the rural dean now lives was the vicarage. And that was a lovely old house. And the Baintons lived in this house here, which I never can remember the correct names of them all. And there were another family in the manor, which is now an old people's home. Yeah. And that's where we used to have our garden fetes, in the manor. And we had coronation time, we had sports at the end of the village on the playing field, all of which has now been built over. So it's really... There was a co-op at the end of the village. There was Muxlow's. There was Crosby's, the baker's. There was the post office. There was Souter's. There were loads of shops. And then there was a blacksmith at the end of the village as well. I used to go and watch him shoe horses.
Was this sort of the local place to hang out?
Well, we used to go and see what he was doing. We weren't allowed very near, but we did.
Mm-hmm. And what was the annual sheep washing going on when you...
No, although it wasn't. But although when Dad had sheep, he used to have them under the railway line, which has now gone, because that Lincoln Grantham line's been closed. But that used to be a main railway line. And we used to put pennies on the line for the trains to flatten as they went past. Now you wouldn't be allowed to do anything like that.
I'm sure you weren't allowed to do
it. We weren't supposed to do it then, no, I'm sure. We did quite a few things we weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
We had loads of animals. I was very keen on animals. I had guinea pigs and rabbits and dog and pony. And, you know, it was a lovely childhood, really.
Mm-hmm.
Very sheltered, lovely, confident childhood we had.
Yeah, yeah. And you could roam, I presume.
Roamed about, cycled all over the place, all down to the villages. We'd cycle to Auburn. We'd cycle anywhere. And we were completely free. Nobody locked doors, and Mum had a bell. One of these old bells, she used to stand outside and ring the bell. We'd be right down the farm, and we'd all come back for meals. And we were pretty hooligans, really. We just did what we wanted.
Oh, good.
Well, it wasn't. It was safe.
Yeah.
There was no worry about security like today with teenagers and things. I'm sure there were bad people around, but we had no experience of them whatsoever.
And I suppose, more to the point with roaming, the traffic wasn't there.
Oh, no. No, and cycling, you could go anywhere. Nobody wore a helmet. You wouldn't dream of wearing a cycle helmet. You'd go off for a picnic and stay out all day. It didn't matter.